welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Lou Dean, and you're listening to The Cool Jazz Set. And now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Lou Dean, my good friend, king of the airwaves for many, many, many years at WRVA, the 50,000-watt voice of Virginia. And his late night show was listened to all over the world, not just here in Virginia, but the West Coast, up in Canada, even in Brazil. People loved Lou Dean's late night show, and I spent many, many hours listening to him on my way back from different jobs when I was playing out of town. Thanks, Lou. It was so nice to talk with you, too. And thanks for all the great music that you brought us and the entertainment. Lou Dean, my good friend. And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set and 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz, with taste, just as you like it. And we'll get started tonight with a great recording. This is from 1978, I believe. It's the Count Basie Orchestra playing one of his favorite tunes, Shiny Stockings. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Thank you.
the Bob James Trio with Bob on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Bleed on drums. The Jody Grind Horace Silver tune. Okay, let's see. Up next, we're going to hear from the John Basil Quartet, East of the Sun and West of the Moon.
It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. It's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. If the baby that comes to your house is a boy, he's a brother. He will always be a boy. And when he grows up, he'll be a man. If the baby is a girl, she's a sister. She will always be a girl, and when she grows up, she'll be a woman. A boy baby never changes into a girl, and a girl baby never changes into a boy. What's important is the person you are. It's you I like, just the way you are. It's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself, it's you I like.
The late, great Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Won't You Be My Neighbor? I thought that would be kind of fun. I know a lot of my friends that grew up listening to Mr. Rogers would enjoy that. Okay, here's a nice recording by the great tenor saxophonist Houston Person. I only have eyes for you. Mm-hmm. Chet Baker Quartet, You Go to My Head. If by chance you have just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's my pleasure to be here with you every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern Time, playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. So thanks for tuning in. Tonight we've got some great music for you. Up next, one of my favorite vocalists, Miss Ann Hampton Callaway. She was just here a few weeks ago performing with the Richmond Symphony, and this is a nice arrangement that she did of Body and Soul.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I cry, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me or running. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you'd turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and surrender.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. So I hope you'll check that out sometime if you have a child or a grandchild thinking about college and being a music major. Have them check out the University of Richmond's Department of Music. Okay, we just heard a nice recording by the Bill Holman Band featuring the tenor saxophonist Richie Kamuka, The Things We Did Last Summer. And up next, a brand new release from pianist Champion Fulton. She spells her name C-H-A-M-P-I-A-N, Champion Fulton. And this is a tune she wrote called Days In. She's a wonderful pianist and has a nice trio. I think you'll like this. Thank you. And the wonderful voice of vocalist Miss Diane Reeves. She was just here at the University of Richmond a few weeks back, and we got to hear her live. Wonderful voice. Nice arrangement of that tune, In My Solitude. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, speaking of great vocalists, the Richmond Jazz Society is celebrating Ella Fitzgerald's 100th birthday, which happens this month, and they're bringing in some wonderful vocalists to do that. So, well, let's see. On Tuesday, April the 11th, which is a week from this coming Tuesday, we'll have Miss Connie Park with her group, and you can get tickets by calling tomorrow and locally 804-643-1972. That's on April the 11th. And let's see, on, and by the way, it's at the Capitol Ale House in downtown at 623 East Main Street. A great place, great venue to hear live jazz, and the food is wonderful as well. And then one of my favorites on May the 9th, that's a Tuesday, of course, we'll be celebrating Miss Fitzgerald with the young vocalist Miss Veronica Swift. And I hope you'll check that out. I'll be talking more about her. In fact, I'll play something from her recent album tonight. And then on June the 13th, the last of these concerts, Miss Eve Cornelius. And I hope that you will stay in touch and in tune with me, and I'll tell you more about that as we get closer. So we'll finish out this first set with one of my very favorite big bands, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Heart and Soul.